You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is Life in Thunderbird Radio Hell. Thanks for tuning in. Broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver. My name is Ben. On the show tonight, maybe a shorter one. We started a little bit behind already. The show before ran a little bit long, which is fine, which is cool. I don't really have that much plan anyways. So I'm going to play some music. The last two shows were Fun Drive shows. We did a recap sort of 24 Hours of Thunderbird Radio Hell previously. And then we did a proper Fun Drive show the week before. And then the week before that was basically a show of just Vancouver, mostly Vancouver music. So moving today, might stick more a bit to stuff outside of Vancouver just for a little change, because I think the last 3 weeks it's just been all Vancouver stuff. And also I'm saying this because there is a new record that just came out, which I find pretty interesting. It comes out of where is it out of? Sackville, New Brunswick. And season two. So they name the record season two. It's basically a project where they get two bands together, and then they force them to work together for 4 days, and then have them write four songs together and perform them. So it's kind of like the sort of things that's quite common, the band lottery, sort of something like that. But I think this one, suggesting certain bands to do it. And this is done by Peter Rowland, which is the original founder of the Halifax Pop Explosion Festival when he founded it in 1993. And also Peter is the band Sloan's manager, first manager. I don't think he's with them anymore. Also manager for Eric's Trip and Julie Duran from Halifax. Now he moved back to New Brunswick and Sackville. And yeah, basically the project is called Greenville Tapes Music Club. And it features one New Brunswick band and then teamed up with an out-of-province band that they've never met or worked with before. And yeah, they have a couple days to write some songs and get things started. And Greenville is like, it's a port, Greenville. I guess his name after that, which is a spot in Nova Scotia. And my geography isn't that great. So maybe it's a very famous place. I just don't know it. So yeah, a new record or tape basically just came out relatively recently, back in the first week of January, and it's called Season 2. The project is called, the band project is called Greenville Tapes Music Club. And who is in this thing here? You have the bands Marin and Tooth and a Fang do a bunch of songs. Inigo Portier and Colleen Coco Collins, a bunch of songs. And Colleen Coco Collins is one of the members of Construction Deconstruction, and also some songs by Designer Sore mixed with Sadie. So I'm going to play some songs from some of this on this cassette, since it's a big mix of musicians and such. I'll play multiple things from this. There's like 12 tracks on it. I'm going to start off with the collaboration between the band Marion and Tooth and the Fang. This is a song called Same Town. You're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM.
Thank you. vibration. What does it really do? Does it heal like the purr of the cat? Physical vibration. Does it really do? What is this sensitive body? I don't recognize its move. Physical vibration. The cerebellum, does it come with ecstatic blue? Does it come charging out my pantry in full view? Physical vibration, does it really?
Walk my way with means to make this right. You've ruined my day. It's not.
Like that felt pretty good too. That was Dinosaur along with Sadie. That is a song called You, E-W, Dinosaur. That is off the record of collaboration called Gravel Tapes Music Club, which is out of Sackville, New Brunswick. And you heard in that set other songs from this cassette, which just came out. You heard some Colleen Coco Collins collaboration with Indigo Portier with a song called Physical Vibrations. And you started off the set with some Marion collaborating with Tooth and the Fang with a song called Same Town. You're still listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM. Thanks for tuning in on a nice night here in Vancouver. Going to be a slightly shorter one, I think. I'm still thinking about that. There's going to be a rebroadcast of a previous showing. We're still not quite ready to have live bands in studio yet, although I think the station is... The protocols are, I think, maybe ready for it now, but need to start booking bands. Started doing some work on that, and then things kind of got shut down. And now had to redo a lot of that. So hopefully come March, April, we'll start having band on the show again. We'll see how, hopefully things just keep on improving, and we'll get some music in the studio, some live bands. I think some of the shows are starting to happen. There's going to be a show happening next week at least. So we'll see. We'll see how it goes. Okay. Gonna play some music from a band out of Toronto. They are called Ducks Limited. This is a song called Under the Rolling Moon.
Get to you when you are under. Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop is Vancouver's choicest destination for one-of-a-kind artist-made prints, posters, screen prints, riso prints, paintings, acrylic paintings, watercolor paintings, ceramic mugs, ceramic plates, ceramic bowls, ceramic pots, lapel pins, hats, toques, crochet bathing suits, jewelry, trinkets, knickknacks, hand-painted signs, curated thrift, and a bunch more stuff that won't fit in this designated block of airtime. Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop, located at 1636 Venables, just off Commercial. Open 11 to 6, 6 days a week.
We don't need to tell you that Vancouver has a housing problem.
Mass evictions.
Mass rent evictions.
Unfair rent increases.
What happened to rent control and protection from unfair eviction?
If these or other housing matters concern you, you may be interested in joining the Vancouver Tenants Union. For more information, visit tenantsunion.ca.
Join us every other Wednesday from 6:30 to 8 p.m. for Sam Squanch's Hideaway with your host, Anita B., as she plays all Canadian music with a focus on indie rock and pop.
You.
Vancouver. That is Mega Mall with a song called Smoke Signals off a bunch of recordings off the internet on the Bandcamp. But yeah, Mega Mall, there's a 3-track demo that they put out back in 2019. Before that, some Ducks Limited. They are from Toronto. They will be in Vancouver on March the 23rd. That's a Wednesday at the Wise Hall on Adenek. Wise Hall, this show happening at 7:30 as part of the tour, I would assume, unless they're just flying straight out to Vancouver just to play in Vancouver. So yeah, things are, I was mentioning, slowly happening. Bands are starting to play again. I guess it was the event capacity thing just changed yesterday, I guess, and can have full shows now. Speaking of shows, I was mentioning stuff are happening next Thursday night at what is the Red Gate, still is the Red Gate in Vancouver. There's going to be a show happening with three bands, two out of Vancouver, Willow and Danes, which I don't actually know too much about them, and also Bon Nuit, which is a band out of the island, Victoria, which I play a few times on the show. This will be the first time playing in Vancouver, first time leaving the island to play in Vancouver, so it might be an interesting show, should be an interesting show. If you're interested, you should go check that out. Yeah, it's happening pretty much at the same time as this radio show next week. So yeah, if you're not listening to this, you should go there. I'm going to play some songs. You're going to play a couple tracks from the band that's playing at this show. I'll start it off with one that you probably have heard. This is Give It the Night by Bon Nuit on CITR 101.9 FM.
Yeah.
from Vancouver. That is SBDC with a song called See You Around off the record The Feeling of Winning. That came out in 2020, just as the, as everybody is still home, staying home, the exciting year. Danes, before that, with a song called Hollymood from the album called Molds. Some Bonnuit, Give It the Night, self-titled recording. Bonnuit and Danes are playing at the Red Gate next Thursday night at the Red Gate on Main Street. Check it out if you like what you hear. You're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM. Now, I think thought it's going to be shorter, but it's like quarter to 10 already. It's now time to switch over to do the pre-recorded section of the programming. There's a band that came into our studio back on May 27th of 2010. The project, the band, it goes by the name Chad Blue, which is the leader singer of the band. Chad Blue was at one time in the band My Project Blue. Some of the members of the band go on to play in Chad Blue, including Jill and Ryan. And I think Caleb joined My Project Blue later on. I'm not entirely sure, but they were all there along with joined by Jill, Tyler, and Jenna. I believe those are the names of the people that played on the show. It's a while ago. There were pictures, but it was a big crowd. It was a fun night. Chad Blue, formerly of the project My Project Blue, I don't, sort of a couple years after the band dissolved. This is Chad Blue, as they were, on May 27th, 2010, on Live from Thunderbird, Radio Hell.
I'm Chad Blue. The rest of us here in the studio are, it's my band. This is Girl, You're Something.
Come on, baby.
rock and roll. How was the gimmick? Oh, who knows? So come on, girl, let's just give it a try. Oh, come on, girl, let's just walk by.
CITR. Hello.
Hello.
Do you want to do a quick introduction, sort of, to the rest of your band, Chad?
Yes. On drums, Ryan Shimazawa. Bass, Tyler. Jill, guitar. Cut out the last names. Jenna on guitar. This is making me nervous. Caleb on the synthesizers.
And you're called Chad Blue. Chad Blue. One of you have been here recently, but some of you haven't been here in many, many years.
Yeah. Well, including me.
Yeah.
Like seven. What year? Supposedly it's seven. For
seven? Is seven. It 7 years?
Well, I guess so.
So, we have to go back. There was a band back in the days called My Project Blue.
Yep.
And that sort of went away, faded away, stopped playing.
Yeah. It stopped.
And so what happened? Like, what has been happening since?
I just took a break, went away, mm-hmm. moved to Berlin, and then came back, and then, yeah. Last summer, figured out, I want to play music again, so put out a thing on Facebook.
Right.
Well, I didn't. Haley did for me, because I couldn't figure out how to do it. I was like, fuck this shit.
Yeah, right.
So everybody was like, I'll jam, and then finally put together a jam, and it's turned out to be like this. It's pretty sweet.
That's awesome. So one of the first few shows you play, when did you start playing again live?
Oh, well, that was your birthday. Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah,
that was the first year.
That was the first year.
Or the first song, first show.
Yeah, the first show. And you have... Like, for a band that just have a first show, you guys have, like, a full set, tons of songs. So how long have you been stewing?
Oh, I just wrote these new ones in, like, 2 months.
Yeah.
And I just had, like, this huge writing thing, maybe it was three, but it was no more than that. And I cut everything that was before was
right.
gone.
Right.
And I just, all fresh.
Was it always this easy to write songs and that many songs in just a couple months? Some
no.
people can't,
No,
you know?
Inspiration happened, and it just, you know, it all flew through, came around. Yeah. What was the inspiration?
Yeah, what was inspiration?
Girls.
Yeah, girls.
Girl. Yeah.
And this band...
As it would be for most.
This band is slightly different, quite different from your old things, My Project Blue. What prompted the change, just because it's been a while?
I just wanted to rock out.
You just want to rock out?
Yeah. No. It was just too light before.
Yeah.
It's too light.
Yeah.
Now we're louder.
Yeah.
A lot more guitars, heavier drums.
Right.
Pounding bass. Funky bass.
Yeah, that's
awesome. I don't know what it is, but it was like 5 years.
Yeah.
I don't know, 3 years
it's
passed.
A long time, yeah.
It took a hiatus and like writing changed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And did you miss playing live in front of people? Not really.
Well, once I got back to it, yeah.
Yeah, you were like...
But before I didn't really notice. But I probably thought about it.
Yeah.
But then I wasn't really inspired to do it. I was kind of like hiding. I was like Brian Wilson.
Yeah. Awesome.
But not Brian Wilson.
Any plans to record anything or just, you know, bring up, well, other than
hopefully
this,
this gets recorded.
This. Yeah.
Well, when our grant comes through and we get enough money, or I don't know.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah, what are your plans for the summer? Is there things you're going to dominate the world?
This is as far as we've got so far.
Yeah, all right. You need to play more shows.
We do, I know.
Yeah.
Anybody want us to play a show, let us know.
You should check your Facebook more often.
Yeah, I know. I missed that one.
Anyways. Chat Blue.
Anti-Facebook.
Live on CITR. You guys got more songs?
Here we go. Yeah, we're going to play more songs. How much time are
we? You got 25 minutes.
All right. We can do this. What song are we going to do? Oh, Mad Max. It's called Mad Max. time. In the light. Thank you. I mean, we may not talk to you for the rest. Thanks, Ben. Thanks, sound people. Everybody.
Thanks, Thunderbird Radio.
Thanks, Thunderbird Radio. Sound here can be pretty low. Yeah, these days you just don't know where to go. No, you got those red shoes that you picked up on the street. This is a new tune. No one that can be. You picked up on the street, but these days every sketch is off, it's all through it. Yeah, hey man, where do you go? You've been living on the street, but you still give it all to God. Yeah, hey man, what does it mean when you've got nothing at all? There's darkness and there's strife, the cares and the lies. Hey man, what does it mean when you've got nothing at street of night that's scattered all around your feet. Yeah, hey man, where did they go? Living on the street, you still give it all to God. Hey man, what does it mean when you got nothing at all? You've got this darkness and this strife, and the light. Hey man, what does it mean when you got nothing at to God? Hey man, what does it mean when you've got nothing at all? In the darkness and the strife, the mirrors and the light. Hey man, what does it mean when you've got nothing at all? But you still give it to your God. What good is this man when he gives you nothing? No, nothing at all. Well, I got these hands, I got this hair, I got these eyes and I got this hair. I got this legs and I got this hair and I got these eyes, but they're gonna make me cry.
smiles. I got this woman and she comes round for miles. I hate you. Yeah, woman, come again. I got her screaming my name in a bed. She's gay Sunday, so well, it's in my head. Hey, hey, yeah. Yeah, woman, come again. Round for miles, hey, hey, yeah. Yeah, woman, come again. I got her screaming my name on her bed. She screams her name so wild, it's in my head. Hey, hey, yeah. Yeah, woman, come again. Come again.
That was awesome. That was awesome. Chat Blue live on CITR. Thanks for coming.
Thank you.
Is there a website or something that people can't
MySpace. It's still My Project Blue.
Yeah.
Or you could go to Chad Blue on Facebook, and I have one of those fan page things.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Awesome.
You can listen to music there, too.
Thank you.
Not us, but my home recordings.
Awesome. Thanks for coming.
Sick. Thanks for having us.
Thanks, Evan and Irene, for doing sound. Linus coming out next with Hypnotic Groove.
Thanks for the old CD, too.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. Thanks for playing. See you later. Bye-bye.
That was Chat Blue, as they were, back on May 27 of 2010. Thanks to Evan and Irene for sound back 12 years ago. Coming up next, it's not Hypnotic Groove. It's going to be copy and paste that's happening in about half an hour's time at 11 o'clock. We are going to call it a night here. Thanks for tuning in. Well, call it for this show anyway, Radio Hall. It's going to be, can enjoy some music until copy and paste. Thanks for tuning in. CITR.ca, Life on Thunderbird Radio Hell. RadioHell.ca is the website. All that jazz. Thanks.